live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Ian Dable.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Been quite a surprise about how popular the podcast has been. So I just started a podcast just a year ago now for doctors and other healthcare professionals, but then also for any professional that's in a, I guess, a high stress job where you've got to deal with people, because there's a lot of similarities across all the professions. And I just like interviewing people and like talking about interesting subjects. So I thought, well, if I start a podcast and talk about things that I'm interested in, perhaps one or two other people might be interested as well. But it turns out, yeah, quite a few people are interested in that. So it's been a good journey. I've had lots of really interesting guests, and we got into the Apple Top 100 Business Podcast in the UK chart, which I was quite chuffed about.
Do you get a lot of online feedback after the podcast go out?
Yeah, I get lots of invitations to speak in people's workplaces, and particularly during COVID, I've done lots of webinars on wellbeing and managing stress and all that sort of thing. And people have given me some really lovely feedback about how the podcast keeps them sane, and they just sort of listen to it often on their way to or from work, makes them chuckle. And just, I think it's just for people knowing that they're not alone in how they're feeling, that there are other people thinking the same thing as them out there. It's quite reassuring, really.
It's quite reassuring for those of us who aren't clinicians to know that even the clinicians get stressed as well sometimes.
And you know what? Doctors are pretty much the worst at taking their own medicine. We can talk about well-being and looking after yourself, and we talk to the patients about it all the time, but do we actually do it ourselves? Not so much. And we tend to think we're superhuman and we can work all the hours God sends, and we're not going to burn out or anything like that. And then we're quite surprised when we do.
You're just about to launch a series of videos, aren't you? That's your next project. Tell me a bit about that.
Yes, I've got a mini series coming out called The Busy Leader's Guide to Getting a Resilient Team, because I've noticed, particularly coaching managers during lockdown, that people are really concerned about the welfare of their teams. They're really concerned that people are struggling, which people are, particularly with the new ways of working. And then the temptation is just to go around trying to do everything for everybody, which, as a manager, if you try and do that, you end up burning out yourself. So it's just using my training course called the Shapes Toolkit to have better conversations and to have some tools and resources that are going to help you and your team stay resilient through the new ways of working. So lots of resources, lots of webinars, lots of little bite-sized activities and things you can do with your team. So the video series is an introduction to that, really, all about the mistakes that you can make as a manager and a leader and the mindset shift that we need to make.
And have you been putting that together over the last few months, or is it a project that's been going on for a little while?
Just over the last few months. So that was quite challenging, because you know that really hot period that we got two or 3 weeks ago. So I sat in my office trying to record these videos in 40 degree temperatures, because my office has gone, so I'm sort of dripping with sweat, feeling really hot. So I was recording it then. So if I look slightly hot, that's why.
And without giving away all of your secrets, just a couple of common things that crop up that you're trying to help people with.
Yeah, I think the first one is that they, a lot of people, when you're trying to deal with teams and help people be more resilient, they make four main mistakes. And one of those mistakes is the headless chicken mistake. So running around like a headless chicken, trying to be everything and do everything for everybody and trying to fix and solve their problems, which we just can't do, and we don't have the capacity, but we don't have the resources. And we actually, what's going on in other people's lives at home, they might be having to homeschool, they might be main carer to someone, they might be shielding, well, that's nothing we have control over. So being able to empower people rather than trying to fix it yourself is one of the things we talk about.
If we want to find out more about those videos, where can we track them down?
But shapestoolkit.com, or find me on Twitter, which is at Dr. Rachel Morris. That might be the best place to do it, and we'll post the link to those videos there.
Rachel, before you go, you're going to pick a song for me.
Oh, well, one of my favourite bands ever is a band called Belle and Sebastian. I'm a bit of a super fan. In fact, we've got two cats. One's called Belle and one's called Sebastian.